Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 unattended, 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age, blue jeans, no further.
Control, Hi Frank, 401 is a route.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Monday, very early Monday morning here on the 19th of March, 2018. Glad that you're listening. Glad that you are joining us, whether on demand or live. We appreciate you wherever you are. And we've got a lot of information to share with you today, as always. Of course, a lot of breaking news has been hitting the scene, and we've got quite a bit of information to share with you. And of course, we're going to update you on some upcoming training as well as some positions. And we're even going to have a couple of happy birthday shout outs as well this morning. And we'll be talking here in this episode about threat assessment, something that many people are either not trained in or lack the skill in, or just need a refresher, because we're seeing too many security people being arrested for shooting, for murders, for assaulting people, and it happened again this week several times. Well, actually, about half a dozen times. And so that's very concerning as well. So we'll be talking about that. A lot of information happening. And also just saw this on breaking news in the late night hours last night. If you live on the eastern coast, any place from, well, let's say the New England area down to even Virginia, guess what? I know, I've got to be the bearer of bad news to you this morning, but another snowstorm with hail, sleet, winds, just a whole slew of different weather components coming together Tuesday and Wednesday, tomorrow and Wednesday, for many areas in and around and on the East Coast, the Atlantic. And gosh, this is going to be like the fourth time in a row in the last 3-4 weeks. And, you know, we're just a few days away from spring, as many of you are well aware and probably just clamoring at the bits to get there. For us in North Carolina over the weekend, we saw temperatures of 68 and 73. And, now, next, you know, it's not exactly spring, but it's getting close. So hopefully for those of you who live on the eastern seaboard, the mid-Atlantic, you'll be able to get out of this mess without much damage. And hopefully this will be the last of winter's visits this year until, you know, maybe around Christmas time. But we'll see. But you know, if you're living in that area, be sure that you stay on top of all of the breaking news and weather, and that way you'll be safe. And, you know, again, not trying to be the bearer of bad news. It's just part of what I do, I guess. But as we move into spring, don't forget, this is actually soon going to be the beginning of the tornado season. We've already seen some tornadic, several different locations has seen tornadoes, tornadic actions, and we've also seen a lot of straight line wind damage in the last week or two. So be on top of that. Make sure that you have a weather box. If you don't, they're very inexpensive these days, $25-$30 at the most. Get yourself a nice weather box. Make sure it's in the house and on all the time. I know you probably got some kind of app from your local TV station on your phone, but as we all know, you know, when you call someone up, hey, how come you didn't answer your phone last night? Oh, it was on the charger. Yeah, I forgot it needed to get charged. Oh, I shut it off accidentally. So if you accidentally shut your phone off or put it on the charger in the overnight hours and there's a severe weather emergency, you're not going to know about it until it's too late. So be sure to get yourself a weather box, especially if you live in the southeast area or the Midwest where you're prone for severe weather in the spring. It's very vitally important that you have one of those in your home. Okay, let's see. What can we say that's going to be uplifting? And, you know, I'm going to have to bring a book of jokes with me to the studio, you know, when I do these radio programs, because I'll tell you, it seems like the last 3 or 4 weeks, there's been nothing but bad news. Last weekend, all that terrible violence, 4 security officers killed, and private security killed 5 people, and a number of other security personnel was stabbed and injured last week. It was just hellacious. All over, not just in one location or any particular area of the country. It was across the country, and you know, we've talked about this before. It's just increasing all of the time as more and more security officers are being used at greater risk accounts and clients. When you have security that are no longer protected in a locked factory or manufacturing company or office building, and they're actually out engaging the public, enforcing the rules and the laws of the land. And now with all of the school shootings and these school systems hiring people to be security and authorizing them to carry firearms with minimal training, that is very concerning. And so you're going to see these interactions and use of force continue to climb involving private security, as well as the injuries and deaths to private security. They're going to increase, and there's just no two ways about it, no way around it. And even if they had 100 hours of use of force training, there's still going to be a lot of opportunities for them to be engaged in a use of force situation or a confrontation. And you know, we've seen just this weekend, we'll be talking about it in the bottom half of this hour, but just this weekend we've seen 3 security officers arrested for unreasonable force. One, well, I'll tell you about it at the bottom half of this hour when we start talking about really good assessment of use of force. But there is a lot of activity as more and more security companies are being deployed to engage the public in what was law enforcement type duties. And we'll talk about that later in this program. Before we go to our first break, I do want to mention a couple of things here that's coming up that I think is really important. Speaking about the use of force, we're offering several free seminars on the spot. You'll be able to do hands-on training, and we'll be covering assessment and lethal and non-lethal force. Be looking for those. We're advertising them in our newsletters and our website. If you're not already a member of Private Officer International, of course, you want to quickly go to privateofficer.org and sign up today, because as a member, you're going to get more than 40 member benefits, 40, more than any other association, not only of our industry, but any industry that I can tell you, because I joined many associations from the early days of my career and still belong to many associations, and all that I ever get is a certificate and usually an introduction letter, and that's it. So when you got an association offering a lot of benefits, a lot of engagement with their members, that is unbelievable. So join up today if you're not already a member at privateofficer.org. Also, I do want to, before we go to the break, mention we are really thankful for our sponsor, Body Armor USA. They've got what it takes to protect you. And if you don't have body armor, you need it. It doesn't matter if you're working on a campus, a school ground, an office complex, a retail assignment. It doesn't really matter these days. Security and police are being battered, stabbed, shot left and right, and you need Body Armor USA to protect you. They've got not only body armor, but clothing, protective gear, gloves, and a whole lot more at Body Armor USA. Contact them. Let them know that we sent you there. They're going to give you 10% discount just for letting them know that. Body Armor USA. And if your business, your company, your church, or you would like to sponsor our radio shows, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. For a very low, low price, you're not only going to be given a radio spot on the radio show, which is something that, you know, there's a lot of listeners. It's very, very valuable. But we're also going to give you an ad on our website. We're going to feature you in all of our social media. We're going to send an introduction letter out to all of our members. Contact us today, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Or you can even call our office Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., area code 704-831-8109. 704-831-8109. For such a small, small cost, you're going to get a huge amount of business promotion, marketing, and you're going to reap those rewards, because we reach millions of people every year, and you're going to be able to reach your target market. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to check out the news. We're going to wish a few folks happy birthday. We're going to check on some other things like who's hiring and what jobs you might be able to find that's going to be beneficial to you. And we're going to talk about the breaking news, and of course, we want to talk about assessing the danger, assessing the threat before making the wrong decision. We'll be right back after this message, so don't go away.
Federal Aviation Administration wants you to fly your drone responsibly. Avoid flying your drone near other aircraft, especially near airports. Fly your drone below 400 feet. Always keep your drone in sight. If you see a safety issue involving drones, contact local law enforcement immediately. Fly smart. Fly safe. Have fun.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to this edition of the Private Officer Beat. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement association. But that doesn't mean you have to be a security officer or a police officer to join. No, no, no. We actually have many private investigators, legal investigators, regulatory employees of regulatory commissions. We have bail enforcement, bondsmen, the whole gamut of public safety. Be sure to check us out at privateofficer.org. Also, in case you haven't checked out our sister company, Armor College, be sure to swing over there and check out what they've got to offer online, on campus, and on site at your church, business, or school. ArmorCollege.org. More than 600 public safety courses, programs, and certifications. All right, we are back with you this morning on the Private Officer Beat. And before we go into the news, I do want to say happy birthday to David Lee Jones, New Boston, Texas. I'm not really quite sure where that's at, to be honest with you, but he knows where it's at. Happy birthday to you. We also want to say happy birthday to Daisy. I don't have a last name, and I know that she's listening this morning. And also, we've got a few other folks that we're going to recognize who's recently been promoted, and we'll have that for you on our next program. We want to make sure we get that all finalized for you. And if you're having a birthday, you've recently received a promotion, an award, you're being recognized by your company, your agency, send us a little note. You don't have to be a POI member. Some people think you do. Some people think, well, I can't really contact them and let them know what's happening because I'm not a member yet. Well, first of all, you do need to be a member. Hurry up and get to be a member. But in the meantime, you can send us your name, your happy birthdays, your anniversaries, your awards, promotions, the news in your area. We're glad to get that email from you. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Hey, if you're in the Virginia area or D.C., we're hiring in Washington, D.C., a SPO instructor, special police officer. You've got to have at least 3 years of experience. You've got to be dependable. And you've got to be an above-average instructor. And if you're all of that and more, we've got excellent wages and benefits for you. Send us your email, helpdesk@armorcollege.org. helpdesk@armorcollege.org. Or give them a call Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at area code 804-290-4388. If you live in the Virginia area and you're a DCJS armed instructor in Roanoke, down at the beach, or up in Northern Virginia, be sure to do the same because we're hiring two instructors for DCJS right now. We have a lot of different openings. Be sure to check out all of them at our website, privateofficer.org, today. As we grow, we're going to be able to offer more of our members and more people that we don't even know the opportunity for employment, and we're really feeling good about that. Between the school and the POI and several other companies that we have, we'll be doing a lot of hiring this year, and that makes us feel good. And we want to be the kind of employer that everybody wants to work for because we're easy to get along with, we're sincere and dedicated. We really want to have that above average relationship with our employees, and we do have that. So contact us today, and even if we don't have a job opening that's just right for you, we'd love to talk with you and get to know you, and maybe when something opens, we'll be able to give you a call. Send us your information, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We've got a lot of breaking news. I know, that's a shock. I know. You never have any news. No, we always got a lot of news, sometimes a whole lot more than we can really get to you, get through on our radio program because there's so much going on. But one of the very important breaking news items. You may have seen this when we sent out the news alert over the weekend. An Indiana security officer was kidnapped in Gary, Indiana. A security officer that was working in Gary, Indiana was kidnapped, get this, by a former security guard for the same firm. He pulled out a weapon and aimed it at the security officer's head and ordered him to hand over his money and his firearm, eventually taking him to an ATM machine to withdraw money. The security officer was able to free himself while the driver was distracted and was able to contact police. Now, police do know the name of the suspect, Antoine Peterson, driving a gray Nissan. And if you know anything about that suspect, be sure to contact Gary, Indiana. While that's a very troubling situation, the fact is that several times a year, security officers do get kidnapped, usually by folks that they don't know, while on post. And they're robbed, disarmed, taken to the ATM, and then dropped off, usually with injuries. In Norridge, Illinois, mall security there got into a situation at the Harlem Irving Plaza where several juveniles creating a disturbance attempted to flee while they were being detained. Police were notified and security and law enforcement were able to track down the suspects and take them into custody. In Beverly Hills, California, a security officer on patrol on Tuesday came across a burglary in progress at a jewelry store on Rodale Drive North. While attempting to detain the suspects, he was assaulted. Law enforcement was able a short time later to do a traffic stop on the suspects and took three people into custody without any other incident. In Staten Island, New York, police there say that a man accused of shoplifting pulled a knife on a security officer and threatened him inside the Western Beef on Bay Street in Staten Island around noontime last week. Police responded and they have taken the man into custody and they've charged him with menacing, criminal possession of a weapon, and harassment. A man in Tacoma involved in a security incident with mall security at the Tacoma Mall fled on foot, crossed over Interstate 5 where he was hit by a vehicle and killed. Now, police say, although the man was harassing shoppers at the mall, security didn't pursue him, but they were following him. And unfortunately, in his attempt to flee, he was struck and killed by at least one vehicle. Police say in Tucson, a shoplifter, actually there were two, but one shoplifter at the Circle K pulled a shotgun and fired it at the security officer as the men fled with some beer and other products. The security officer was not injured, but police are looking for the two suspects. Also in Tucson, Arizona, this is one of those situations that we were talking about earlier before we went to commercial. A security officer assigned to a state building was arrested after he fired shots at an unarmed person visiting the Department of Economic Security. According to law enforcement, the security officer, 30-year-old Mahmoud Alamalaya, was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and discharging a firearm within city limits. Police investigated the shooting for almost 2 days. They said there was no reason to use deadly force or any force in that situation, and the suspect, the security guard, is currently incarcerated. Another security guard was arrested during a SWAT operation at an illegal pot shop in Vista, California. Police there say that when they raided two illegal pot shops, marijuana dispensaries, that they found one man armed who was a security guard. He had a stolen firearm, and he was a felon and was not supposed to have any weapons. a second person not identified as a security officer was also arrested during that operation, and both men are currently held pending court appearance. New York City police officer has been arrested last week for taking part in a heroin trafficking ring. Police say that the officer, Yacina Jimenez, 31, and her boyfriend, Luis Soto, 33, were running a stash house out of their apartment. Police say that they found $25,000 in cash as well as drugs in the apartment. The officer has been suspended pending the outcome of this case. In Seattle, Washington, police there only had to wait at the back door of the Costco store to be able to arrest two robbery suspects as loss prevention watched a man cutting the alarm wires from computers and electronics. He had contacted law enforcement and told them that they had a female waiting in a vehicle, I guess a getaway vehicle, out back of the store. Police was able to take the female driver into custody and then just waited at the back door. And finally, the male suspect came running out and they took both into custody. That's what I say is a pretty easy, easy way to make an arrest. In North Babylon, New York, security officers at the NYU Winthrop Hospital recently trained to be certified in Stop the Bleed program. This is a national program that teaches folks how to use tourniquets and how to stop a severe bleed and save a life. And security officers completed that course with flying colors. If you haven't heard of it or you haven't taken it, you need to. It definitely can and will save a life. A security officer was also attacked in Bridgeport, Connecticut, while he was waiting for a bus. Police there say that he was injured and a suspect remains at large. Newark, New Jersey police have partnered with a company that you may have seen on TV. It's called Ring Camera Doorbell, and that's a little gadget that you put on your front door, and it has a camera attached to it as well as a doorbell. Newark police say that they're going to be handing out these free in an effort to make their city safe. There is a lot more news to share with you, of course, just like always, but we just don't have that time. If you want to see all of the breaking news, or you just want to get those breaking news alerts in your own personal email, all that you have to do is go to privateofficer.org and sign up today for breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter. You'll be glad that you did because they're jam-packed with news, with information, with training, videos, a whole slew of stuff that you're just going to really enjoy. Be sure to sign up for today at privateofficer.org. We're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, hey, we want to talk about assessing the threat before you overuse the threat, before you overuse the force, and you realize that you made a mistake and wind up on the wrong side of the law, or worse, you're killed by someone who is defending themselves. Assessing the threat is vitally important. It's a skill that you have to learn to be able to not only protect yourself, but to use the right amount of force and to avoid criminal prosecution. We're coming right back. Don't go away. No, no, no. Get yourself another cup of coffee. We're going to be talking about some real serious stuff here, and we want to make sure that you stick around. We're coming back. Don't go away in just a couple of moments.
You're on your way to meet up with friends, but you can't seem to get anywhere quickly. You don't want your friends to be annoyed, so you text. You're on your way. Seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting while driving. Make sure you get where you're going.
a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to this Monday morning edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Glad that you're joining us on this 19th day of March 2018. Be sure to join us for the Loss Prevention Zone midweek, and of course, every other Sunday, be sure to be joining us or On the Legal Side. If you've missed those recent episodes, you can, right here, listen to them on demand because all of our radio shows are stacked up and waiting for you in the library on site, both here as well as Rapazy, iTunes, audio-wise, our own private officer website, and of course here as well. We're also streaming live the radio programs these days, as well as they're available at YouTube on the Private Officer channel. So there's a lot of different ways that you can listen and share all of our radio programs. This morning, we want to take a few moments to talk about this very serious situation that's brewing. We've talked about this a number of times already this year alone, and every year we talk about this subject a number of times, numerous times. It seems like too many times. But unfortunately, situations and scenarios continue to happen where we just feel like we just need to address this so that folks might be able to finally get it. In the last 79 days, over 40 people have been killed by security officers. And every year, 200 plus people are killed by security officers. And while the majority are justified, there's still a pretty large percent, 23 to 26%, that are not justified, and those security officers wind up getting arrested and some of them going to prison and serving some serious prison time. Now, this past week, 3 more security officers are arrested for using lethal force in situations that it did not warrant. And we know of at least a dozen, maybe 15 other cases that are currently under investigation by law enforcement and pending, in some cases, the grand jury, where they could be indicted for murder or manslaughter and be looking at 20 years to life in prison. This is no joke, and this is not something that you should be taking lightly. You know, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I don't need your advice. I heard that recently. I heard that recently on Facebook. I know as much as you. I don't need your help. And unfortunately, these are the kind of people who do need our help, do need my help, do need my experience, my advice, because it's cocky people like them who go out there and think that they have a right to use deadly force and wind up getting arrested, and worse yet, they've killed someone or seriously injured someone. Yes, there are many, 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 many times in the security industry when security officers are faced with a lethal threat and they are in imminent, immediate danger and they have to use lethal force. But when you have a person like what happened this past week in Tucson, when you have a person who is only giving you verbal grief, only involved in maybe pushing or threatening, well, he threatened to kill me. So that's it. I pulled my gun and I emptied that whole dang clip, that whole magazine. 17 shots, bam! So what? I didn't hit him. I emptied my clip. I got all those bullets out, didn't I? Just because somebody is threatening to kill you, just because somebody is reaching, just because you think something's about to happen, doesn't give you the authority to use deadly force. It is important for anyone working in law enforcement, public safety, or security to understand about threat assessment and being able to quickly assess whether or not that danger, that threat is imminent. Last week, out on the West Coast, several men entered a jewelry store with mini sledgehammers are small, as the word mini applies, and they used it to quickly break the glass jewelry cases to steal as much as they could. An armed security officer in the mall responded, and he began to shoot at them. They did not pose an imminent danger at that point, even though they were armed with small sledgehammers, which, yes, they can be used as a deadly tool, as a deadly weapon, but you have to have certain components, certain ingredients come together for them to equal imminent danger. And it just so happens that during this shooting situation, where it caused mass panic at the mall, the burglars were fleeing. They posed no threat to the security officer. They didn't try to hit him. They didn't beat him up. They didn't pull any firearms. They were just there to steal what they could. The security officer surprised them. Shots were fired. And now the security officer is under investigation. And could probably, based on my training and years of experience, could possibly face serious charges and prison time. Even when the person is armed with a knife or a gun, as long as that gun or knife is in a position that is not threatening, they haven't raised it, they haven't attempted to use it, you're not justified to use deadly force. Sure, some jurisdictions might give you a free pass. Well, he probably felt threatened. Now, he probably was in fear of his life. But truly, he wasn't in imminent danger. In order for someone to use lethal force, you have to fear for your life, be in imminent danger, or someone else that you're protecting be in imminent danger. Now, that's not to say we want you to hesitate. We want you to watch the clock and count down 3 minutes before you shoot or before you use force. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about being reasonable. The law says use reasonable force in every situation. I'd still rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, and I'm going to stick to it to my dying day. Look at how lenient the courts were 20 years ago when it came to law enforcement and security and citizen self-defense. Now look at the courts 20 days forward, and we're seeing a different ideology. We're seeing a different mindset in many jurisdictions. Yes, most law enforcement are not prosecuted for the use of force because the grand jury, the citizens, believe that they were trying to do their job and they feared for their life and that they have the experience to be able to determine what level of force needs to be used and applied at that particular time. Not so much with citizens. They always second guess whether or not that person should have used self-defense, whether or not that security officer had the right to use that level of force, and on and on and on. It's different for someone who is not a sworn officer. The standards are different. We can preach all day long how they should be both the same and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, they should, but they're not. I'm a realist, and we are different when we're not sworn. Now, some jurisdictions and some courts will say, well, they're equal. You know, they both were doing a job. They were both trained, and they can assess the threat. And so, yeah, we're not going to prosecute. We're not going to recommend charges. Lucky for you. But in other cases, courts are not as forgiving or lenient or understanding, and they do often give a true bill and indict that security officer or non-sworn police officer. Being able to assess the threat is vitally important, and to do it in a matter of seconds or less. Someone is armed, they're not a threat to you, they're not pointing a gun. You have to assess while being prepared, but make sure that you use reasonable and the right amount of force. It's not an easy task. It's not easy at all to be able to always know what level of force should be used. And some law enforcement officers in the last 5 years has hesitated. Some have used far less force than they really should have and put their lives truly on the line. Security officers equally have done the same thing. Assessing the threat. We always have to be assessing, monitoring, gauging, reading the scene, the individuals, the suspect, and respond with appropriate levels of force. That's all for this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed this week's program and that you will take this information to heart. Of course, as always, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio next week.